Good morning, and welcome to the Bethel Youth Message. As Pastor Ralph says, we are all youth and young at heart. Today's scripture reading comes in the book of Mark 10, verses 42 through 52. Then they reached Jericho, and as Jesus and his disciples left town, a large crowd followed him. A blind man named Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, was sitting beside the road. When Bartimaeus heard that Jesus of Nazareth was nearby, he began to shout, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." "Be quiet," many of the people yelled at him, but he only shouted louder, "Son of David, have mercy on me." When Jesus heard him, he stopped and said, "Tell him to come here." So they called the blind man. "Cheer up," they said. "Come on, he's calling you." Bartimaeus threw aside his coat, jumped up, and came to Jesus. "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asked. "My rabbi," the blind man said, "I want to see." And Jesus said to him, "Go, for your faith has healed you." Instantly the man could see, and he followed Jesus down the road. Isn't this a beautiful bouquet of flowers? What am I thinking? You can't see these flowers over the phone. But can you imagine what it must be like to be blind and never see the beauty of things such as beautiful flowers or a sunset? Being able to see is a gift from God. There is a story in the Bible of a man named Bartimaeus. Because Bartimaeus was blind, he had never seen the beauty of a bouquet of flowers. One day, as he sat beside the road, he heard the sound of a large crowd of people coming his way. He asked someone what was happening, and they told him that Jesus was passing by. Bartimaeus had heard of Jesus and about how he had healed many who were blind. He began to call out to Jesus while others in the crowd tried to get him to be quiet, but he would not be silent. Jesus heard the voice of Bartimaeus calling out to him, and he stopped and he asked, "What do you want me to do for you?" "Teacher, I want to see," said Bartimaeus. "Go," said Jesus, "your faith has healed you." The Bible tells us that immediately Bartimaeus received his sight. That's a wonderful story, isn't it? Unfortunately, stories about the blind don't always end that way. There are many blind people who want to see, and yet they have never been healed. Fanny Crosby was one of those people. When Fanny was only 6 weeks old, she was left blind by an illness. Even though she was blind for the rest of her life, Fanny was never bitter or complained. Instead, she made the most of her life by using the other gifts that God had given her. She had a wonderful gift for writing poetry, and during her lifetime, she wrote over 9,000 poems. Some of her poems were set to music, and many of them we still sing in our hymnals today. One of my favorites is Blessed Assurance. One day a well-meaning minister said to Fanny, "I think it is a great pity that the Master did not give you sight when he showered so many other gifts upon you." "Oh no," she replied, "if I could only have one request, it would be to be born blind." "Why?" asked the surprised minister. "Because," answered Fanny, "when I get to heaven, the first face that these blind eyes will ever see is the face of Jesus, my Savior." Some, like Bartimaeus, receive the gift of sight. Some, like Fanny Crosby, are blind their entire life. One thing is certain, when we get to heaven, we will all see Jesus. Let's pray together. Dear Father, we thank you for the gift of sight, but more than that, we thank you that one day we will see you in heaven. Amen. Be blessed and remember your Bethel family loves and misses you. We hope you have a great week and we'll see you all soon.